Now the aftermath of yesterday's attack on a U.S. base near Mosul, Iraq. Today at the Pentagon, General Richard Myers said it appears that a suicide bomber is responsible for the blast that killed 22 people.
At this point, it looks like it was an improvised explosive device worn by an attacker.
We'll have more from the Pentagon on the investigation shortly, but first to the scene of the attack.
Bill Nemitz is a columnist with the Portland, Maine Press Herald. He's embedded with the 133rd Engineer Battalion of the Maine Army National Guard at the base. He says the talk there is about evidence of a suicide attack.
There is no crater in the floor of the dining hall, which would be consistent with at least a rocket attack. And given the force of this explosion, I was in my barracks less than a quarter of a mile down the hill. In fact, putting my boots on to go up and eat lunch when the explosion hit, and it literally lifted me out of my chair. This was way beyond the typical explosions of a 60-millimeter mortar and the other types of projectiles that typically come in here. Had it been a 122-millimeter rocket or whatever people thought it might be, one would expect more evidence of that on the floor of the building. And there is none. There is some signs of an explosion, but nothing that would be consistent with that kind of burst. So that's one thing. Another, one of the medical officers who was actually injured in the attack and was still treating people said he walked across the place where the explosion took place and slipped and fell, and he thinks it had something, there was something on the floor that was greasy, he said, and that might, he said, might be consistent with the kind of C4 explosive that some of these suicide bombers pack.
A big difference between a rocket and a suicide bomber inside this facility is, on the one hand, the enemy is somewhere out there. It's somebody with a mortar or a rocket launcher. If it was somebody who got inside, the enemy is among U.S. troops or managed to insinuate himself inside U.S. troops, among U.S. troops.
I think that's a very unnerving fact right now for these people. That's, I think, what has so many people speculating about it. I talked to the executive officer of this battalion, however, and he said if he had his choice, he'd rather be dealing with the suicide bomber because at least you can increase your force protection appropriately in places to do everything possible to prevent that from happening again. With the rockets and mortars, he said, they're launched from outside the camp perimeter. Once they're in the air, there's nothing anybody can do to stop them, and they're all sitting ducks. So there are theories each way as to which is long-term is considered the bigger threat. But you're right. The idea that someone was in among them here and actually pulled this off has everybody pretty shaken.
A lot of us have seen photographs now of the moment of the explosion, but it's hard for us to get a picture of size. You know, how many people would have been in there at that time, and how big a space is it for this explosion?
It's a huge space. I would estimate there were about 400, maybe more, somewhere between 400 and 500 people in the dining facility at the time of the explosion. During peak meal hours, this place really fills up, and it's huge.
One of my colleagues who was at this base not too long ago described it as a little oasis away from the war, a place where the troops would go and watch basketball games on television. He said it felt very much like an American mess hall.
Yes, they have these large cavernous soft shell buildings. There are three of them on this base. One, of course, was used for the dining facility. Another is used as a very large gymnasium with a full-size basketball court. They have their own, the troops there have their own ongoing basketball leagues, and it's a very popular place. And there's a third one, which is used for military welfare and recreation, MWR. And there you have an internet cafe, pool tables, ping pong tables, a full-size movie theater with movies running 24 hours a day. The fear all along, however, has been that these are soft-shell structures. They're metal frames with this canvas-like material stretched across the top. Look very much like airport hangars. And there's been, I was here in April, I'm back here now, and both times I have heard a lot of concern about the vulnerability of these structures. Up until now, more to rocket and mortar attack than anything else that might have occurred.
Bill Nemitz, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Okay, Robert.
Bill Nemitz is a columnist with the Portland, Maine Press Herald. He is embedded with troops who were based at the Marez base in Mosul, Iraq, the base that was attacked yesterday.